Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy Carlson here. Loving you guys, and we want the best for you. If you're new to this, we're part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. We're a ministry within the ministry, and we have one goal, and that's to help you, your family, to experience your life today the way God intended, which raises a big question. What is God's intention? Well, I'll tell you, it's for good. It's for a hope and a future. He loves you. He's got the best for you. As my pastor says, he's crazy about you. I like that. It really is. God doesn't sit in heaven and say, hey, I want that relationship to be bad, and I want them to have financial problems, and I want them not to get along, and I want them to... No, he sits there, and he has love for you, and he wants the best for you. Every journey is a little different. Every life's different. We all take little different paths, and that's okay. That's because we're unique individuals with our own fingerprints and our own DNA. But God loves you, and he's got the best for you, and we want the best for you as well. So our focus is to just talk about, here are some solutions that are intentional, that can make a difference to help your life be less regret, more forgiveness, more peace. That's why we do this. And ultimately, that you would have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's our ultimate goal. So I'll tell you what, we get hundreds of calls that come in between shows, comments left on our storyline. And I thought we'd just pull some of those together today. You got people who are going to talk about what they're doing, their one thing in their marriage in particular, and their relationships. I got some really fascinating stories we're going to get to. So I think we'll start right off with our first call. I think our comment from Alabama.
My name's Danielle. I'm a school bus driver here in Chandler, Arizona. And I have been brave enough to start listening with my kids on the bus. And one of the students said, Miss Danny, I love that song. And I'm like, oh, really? You do? Do you know that song? No, but I love it. So they're being introduced to good, wholesome music and inspirational talk. I have them for 45 minutes because I drive them from Maricopa to the Chandler schools for school choice. So we have quite a bit of time on the bus in the morning, and it's just been really uplifting. And just thank you guys for all you do, and appreciate you.
I heard that on the storyline. I thought, well, I want to start with that. You know, when Danielle talks, she's a bus driver. By the way, thank you for what you're doing, helping those kids. And then just very kindly, just sharing the music that you enjoy and impacting those kids. Again, your Christian radio station, our Case Family Life Radio in Phoenix, 90.3, impacting somebody, making a difference to somebody. Man, that's a great testimony about being intentional in your own daily life. You can make what you do as far as listening to the radio a ministry. You know, time to time I get in an Uber, which is always an interesting experience, but I always, because they'll have a sports channel on, or they're listening to something, and once in a while I get in and they're listening to the, you know, the Family Life Radio. But if they're not, they are before we get done with the ride, right? So my $15 to get in the Uber is kind of my investment into their life. So anyway, there's a thought. You can use that as an opportunity to minister to people. All right. I think this comment came in from Alabama.
Hi, this is Dawn from Alabama, and I found it helpful in relationships with my spouse or with others. About 25 years ago, I gave up mind reading because I don't know what the other person is thinking, and I don't know where they're coming from, what situation they've been in. So if I think the best, like the Bible says, love thinks the best of all things, it helped my marriage, it helped my husband not be so defensive, and it helps me not take things personally in public situations when you may have a cashier who's had a bad day or any number of things like that. But yeah, I gave up mind reading.
Good for you. And one of the sections in one of my conferences, marriage conferences, was on you know, how to read your mate, which is not always easy because they often speak a different language, you know, when it comes to connecting with you. And again, That's a good idea. Be careful to be a swift listener and a slow to speak, okay? All right, we're just sharing comments from you all on how you're being intentional, what you're learning, one thing that's making a difference. And Sharon, who's going to share with us in a moment, I think really focuses on that passage, you know, reminds me of that passage that talks about taking captive every thought, but also about the power of what comes out of our mouth. Because it says in Ephesians 4 about the power and the importance of not letting any corrupt communication come out of our mouth. Because really, it flows really from our, you know, our soul, from our spirit. And I think Sharon really does a good job explaining that. So listen to her story.
My name is Sharon. I'm in Michigan. He was talking about habits in a marriage relationship that you've changed to help your marriage. And the Lord just convicted my heart in the Bible. It says, what's in your heart comes out on your mouth. And my mouth has not been very holy. And so the Lord convicted me of it. I found myself in the hospital with congestive heart failure and AFib for 9 days. And when the Lord said, now I'm healing your physical heart, but you need to look at your internal heart. And that just changed everything, the way I looked at, the way I speak to my husband. And so every time I start to not speak well, I stop myself and I say, is this edifying? Is this going to encourage him? Is this going to help him? And another part of the Bible, it talks about words can either give life or death. And I thought, do I want to give him life? Or do I want to speak death over him? I'm 63, he's 77. Who knows when the Lord's going to call him home, but the Lord just said, you know, you might have limited time with him. You better treat him and speak to him better. So hopefully that encourages someone. It's still a challenge. It's still a task because he's not hearing too well either, which frustrates me. And I have to repeat myself a lot and try to stay calm and loving in that process. So I'm on a journey.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
We can learn from people who've gone through change. Either they've succeeded in going through change or they failed in going through it. Look at the Bible with new eyes as you read the stories of some of these great men and women of Scripture. What do some of those stories tell you about how these men and women faced the changes in their life? What did these men and women do? What do we learn from these snapshots from biblical history? I think another thing to look at when you learn from others is to read biographies of people. Read the lives of people and what they've experienced and how did they face the changes in their life. If we want to grow through the changes that are coming, learn from those who've gone through them, which is the third group. There are people that you and I can talk to who have been through the changes that we're going to be facing. Yeah, let me put a little flesh on those bones of what I was. That's a clip, by the way, from the featured lesson this month. Changes sometimes are just stages of life. Maybe you're entering into the retirement years and your health is a little different than it used to be and hearing's a little different and the kids are off on their own and you're realizing that, hey, this is a change and it's just sort of shown up. Here it is. And how you grow through change is a decision. It's not going to just automatically happen. That's why we get people who sometimes get caught in this change cycle and they never get through it. And they're still sort of stuck. And so this lesson this month is up on the website for you at theintentionallife.com. I hope you'll listen to it. If you've been through some change in your life, it'll be helpful for you. And all of this is made possible because of so much faithfulness in the support of our listening family, you all who are just supporting us. And I'm looking at some of the names and I can almost picture faces as I read these names of people who joined us recently in our fundraiser from Santa Fe, New Mexico, for instance. Thank you, Monica. You you became a part of the team. God bless you. Elva in Carlsbad joined us monthly. Thank you. Bernadette in Tucson. Here's Stacy in Mesa. These are all folks who have said, hey, I want to be involved every month. Darla in Albuquerque. That's fantastic. Warren, Michigan, listening to the new 93.1. Susan, thank you for joining us. DeWitt, Michigan. Janine, thank you so much. Here's Roswell, New Mexico. James, thank you. So we got friends from all over the country who've joined us, said, hey, keep the ministry going, the podcast, the outreach, the things you're doing, your events. We want to be a part of it. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Join us. Be a part of it. Your monthly support makes a difference. I say thank you in advance. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. That's our main number. Press number 2 or go to theintentionallife.com.
I can tell you one thing. You can make it work, but it will be loud at times. And I always remember that when our big personalities start to come into play, we both, you know, treasure our conversations and our love for each other. We waited a long time to find each other. But I just always kind of remember that humor and that statement of sometimes it will be loud. It's always a respectful loud, though. And I think you can't lose your respect if you have strong opinions. I think a lot of young people think that, you know, it's a bed of roses and you never have any conflict. And that's just not realistic, as you were saying earlier in the program about being real.
Yeah, we need to be. Thank you for your stories. Our comment line is sort of like going to the refrigerator and finding it full, right, with good stuff. And so when you share your stories, tell us who you are, what you're learning, what God's teaching you, give us a chance to spin that around and get it on the air sometimes. That's great. 888-888-1717. Patty did so in South Carolina. And Liz, I want you to listen to what she's chosen to do, her one thing, for 30 days.
One thing that I have intentionally started doing, being this in 30 days, I am intentionally forgiving others for things that they've done to me or are doing to me so that I give them and better for me to live a more fulfilled and happy life, not carrying those burdens of anger and frustration that it causes when others don't treat you the way that you would deserve to be treated. So again, I'm just sharing that I am intentionally forgiving others, whether they would ask for forgiveness or not, for myself, not for them, but so that I may not be carrying that burden and can live a more fulfilled and happy life.
You know, thank you for sharing that. And she represents so many on this topic. We've talked about forgiveness forever. Forgiveness is a forever topic. And I think it's important to remember that forgiveness is a verb. The word forgiveness is a verb. You know, it's not a word that means I'm just, well, I forgive it. It's a daily thing. It's an active thing. Forgiveness means you're going to deal with your mind. It's going to deal with your actions. It may take some time, and forgiveness may be a process that you have to work through. But remembering that forgiveness is a verb. It's something that we act on. In fact, intentional living, when you look at Scripture, the Bible tells us to walk in a certain way. It tells us to trust. These are verbs. Trust can be a noun, but it's also a verb. It's an action, things that we do. And so intentional living is every day choosing how I think and how I respond. Speaking of that, this is an interesting, Nancy left this story on our storyline, and you're going to hear her explain how she's worked on perspective in her life. You know, in our perspective, I probably would use the word expectations. How our expectations in a relationship can create a problem. You know, and I have a certain expectation of how you all are going to respond to something I say, and it doesn't happen, then I'm disappointed, right? That's true in marriage and family and all relationships. So making sure in your marriage to have a clear understanding of your expectation, or as Nancy says, a perspective, take a listen.
in a big way, I now have different eyes on, and it's amazing that I'm now, my husband and I have been married 40 plus years, and just looking at him, not with judgment or harshness, but serving him no matter what, and serving him with God's eyes and God's love, and not looking at him with how he treats me or how he, what he says to me. I'm not doing that anymore, because I'm loving him unconditionally, and I serve him unconditionally. I don't serve him on how he treats me or what he says to me. I'm serving him as my husband, and it's made a mighty impact on how I look at him. You know, I don't look at him with judgment, and I don't serve him with judgment.
Now, someone's going to ask, really though, Nancy, blessing. Someone, and I hear you, and we hear your heart. I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
But some may ask, well, wait a minute. If your husband is treating you poorly or speaking to you poorly or whatever, isn't it appropriate for you to lovingly, even through the eyes of forgiveness, to say, hey, you know, we got a problem here. This isn't working real well, and confronting the reality of unthoughtful or unloving behavior.
And that's very true, and I do that, but you know, I don't hold a grudge, or I don't hey, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. It's none of that tit for tat type of stuff.
Yeah, well, those are really, thank you for sharing. That was a interesting call, and I think it's a reminder that sometimes we take these principles of intentional living, you know, loving one another, forgiving one another, but when you get in the trenches of dealing with somebody who's not being very kind, that's hard to do. And understanding, when do I confront, when do I confront an issue, hold somebody accountable, and when do I back off? That's part of the process of really seeking God's will, isn't it? All right. We're talking about life today. I'll tell you what, let's just take a quick break, and we'll come back. Got a few more callers. These are people primarily left comments on our storyline, like you can do today at 888-888-1717.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our lives, we are in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Just announced, Family Life Radio's Night of Hope with Dr. Randy Carlson and inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
Walk me through fire.
Dr. Randy will share practical steps and timeless wisdom to help you face life's challenges with confidence. Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale.
When I needed rescue.
Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, John. We got a full night planned for you all. Jordan St. Cyr, as he sings, boy, and worships. And this young guy's got quite a story, and he's going to share that with you. Kanko Fritz from The Morning Show and his wife, Becky, and I think they're both going to be there. I know they're hosting this evening and really encouraging them to share some of their own story. Wow. And then I get a chance to share six powerful truths that I think will make a big difference when it comes to being intentional. If you're experiencing some feelings, maybe feeling a little hopeless and struggling in relationship, maybe in marriage or with your kids or just in your own life, you're wrestling. The principles will be there for you if you're single or married, young or old. It's going to be a great evening. You're going to go out refreshed. By the way, we have all of our resources there. Just a full evening. Again, it's going to be in Glendale, Arizona, in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix area, June the 6th, Friday night. You can get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Don't miss out. Limited space. Love to see you there.
Hi, my name is Jenna. I was listening this evening about your raw conversation to decide to have a divorce or not, to stay. I just would like to encourage listeners I did not stay. I decided against everything to get a divorce 9 years ago, and the grass was not greener. The one thing that I remember about the day in that courtroom, I remember hearing the voice of God. I remember him saying, "Stop. Don't do this." And I remember deliberately disobeying and telling him, "No, I want it my way." And can I tell you, I've been in a struggle and a fight every day since. And now I'm living in a place where I completely know how bad I regret it. My family is broken. I don't have the relationship I want with my children. I don't have the relationship I want with my ex-husband. And he has moved on. He has found somebody that he wants the relationship with. And it is the most difficult thing for me, because not having my family and being broken and knowing that if I just would have listened, if I just would have obeyed, I probably would be in the promised land right now.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, let me share two things, if you're listening, because you shared that on our storyline. Two things. One is, you're brave to share that. Just being so honest and vulnerable. And I think your story is going to help somebody right now, this moment, that is in that valley of decision, trying to make a decision. But secondly, God doesn't intend for you to stay in that place of ultimate regret and pain and loss. The Bible says that if we confess, 1 John 1:9, he's faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'll add, he'll give you freedom. He'll give you peace. Yeah, there's going to be scars. There's going to be memories. There's going to be hurt. But continue. Don't allow Satan to use this point in your life to keep you from moving forward and experiencing what God has for you, okay? So if you're listening, we love you, and we want the best for you and for your family. And don't allow Satan to take you in a place you shouldn't go. Hey, I want to share this call that came in from Jim, and then Stephen, a producer here, wants to comment on forgiveness. Jim, just take a listen. Something interesting he does that's helped him grow. Maybe I've never thought about this, but take a listen.
Yeah, my name is Jim, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. And the question today is, what one thing you have done to help grow your faith? Well, I've always been reading my Bible on a daily basis for many, many years. But just recently, from some suggestions from more than one person, I now read my Bible out loud. And it's really made a difference. It's really grown my faith, and it's really made the Bible more alive, more clear, more clarity. I don't know, it's just something, there's something about it when you read the Bible out loud to yourself, if at all possible. Sometimes if you have other people in the house, it's hard to do, but if you can find that quiet space, that place where you can not disturb anyone and do your daily Bible reading, and by reading it out loud, you'll be amazed, just like I have been, of how it does grow your faith. Because remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And it's even more powerful when you hear it with your own voice. Some people have even gone so far as to record themselves reading the Bible and then playing it to themselves at night. Something about hearing the Bible in your own voice. Thanks, Randy. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. That's a good idea. Reading it out loud. That's interesting. All right. Stephen Davis, producer of this show that we do every day. You waved at me and said you had something you wanted to share about forgiveness. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a passage in Luke where it says, Jesus says, if you're bringing your gift at the altar and you find out somebody has something against you, first be reconciled and then come back and give your gift. So this church where my friend was the pastor, they did Godspell with their teenagers. Okay, and they were really good. And so what they did is they had a kid come in with a dirty old Converse tennis shoe, set it down at the altar, and he had to walk across the stage and reconcile himself with a guy. Okay, And they grabbed each other by the scruff of the coat, whatever, and they're going back and forth. Eventually, they hug. Then he comes back and presents the gift to Jesus at the altar. And a guy came up to Bob at the choir on Sunday, and he said, "Bob, I couldn't get that stupid Converse tennis shoe out of my mind, and I had to go reconcile myself with somebody."
Yeah. Wow. You know, that reminds me of a story. I had an opportunity to write a co-author a bestseller book called Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories with Kevin Lehman. And I was doing a conference in, I think it was in Michigan, and was asking about childhood memories. And a young man stood up and he said, no, the dad stood up. He was sitting in the back of the room. There were about, I don't know, several hundred people. He was in the back and his son was up front. And he stood up and he said, you know, I can remember helping my son ride the bicycle. And then the son stood up and shared that same memory. And it was like it broke something in the relationship. They were separated. And it was like that memory caused that dad to say in front of all of us, will you forgive me? And they, in front of everybody in that crowd, reconnected. That is such a powerful and beautiful picture. Thank you, Stephen, for sharing that. All right, I think we have time for one more comment line from, I think it's Illinois.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Julie. I just wanted to say that I changed one thing in my marriage a few years ago, and it's made a big difference in me. I can't say that it's really changed my husband because he doesn't have any idea of what I've done. But in my prayer time, I stopped begging God to save my husband and to change our marriage. What I did was start thanking him in advance for saving my husband and for nourishing our marriage spiritually. It's made a huge difference in me and in my faith when I started thanking God in advance. My husband is not saved as of yet, but I truly believe God hears my prayers and it won't be long.
Amen. That's good. Thank you. This has been quite an interesting show. I appreciate your comments. You know, we talk live on the air, of course, with you all who call, but we got thousands of people who've left stories over the years on our storyline. If you're more comfortable with that, I would just ask you to give us a call. Maybe it could be in the middle of the night. You're getting up and you're just saying, hey, I'm thinking about my life and how I've been intentional and what difference it's made and what God's teaching me. And here's one thing, Randy, that's made a difference. Tell us what it is. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and tell us your story. And we may even use it on the air. You can call 888-888-1717. Intentional Living is a ministry that is a part of Intentional Life Media. It's supported by you all. Because of your generous support, we can be here. And I thank my team for helping out today. Jennifer and Stephen, thank you guys. And we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.